TanCast does not represent the stand-up of Tim Babb.
These conversations are raw, explicit,
and contain adult themes and content.
This podcast is not recommended for younger listeners or anyone.
I am recording.
Oh, yes. That's a good thing to remember, to find out when we are recording so that we don't use a running bit from when I think everyone's recording, and then I go to edit, and we none of the talk about whatever we're running. Oh, the New Zealand thing. None of the beginning talk about how Noah was like, we're big in New Zealand, made it into the show, so we're just talking about how we're big in New Zealand for no reason last week. And we committed to it. It was all the way through the show.
That's funny.
Were none of us recording, or was it one of us?
It was both. You and I were recording, but the one who said all the stuff about New Zealand was Noah. So it's like you and me reacting to him saying it. And I'm like, well, this makes no fucking sense.
When did I start recording then?
Almost right at the end of it. You're like, okay, almost done talking about New Zealand, and now. Nailed it. Okay, let's go, everybody. Let's go.
That's weird. I thought I hit record before then.
Who's ready for jokes?
I'm ready for jokes, I guess.
Yeah.
That was me being Noah last week.
Oh, gotcha.
Yeah. Let's joke it up and joke it out.
Tim.
Andy.
Noah.
TanCast.
Hi, I'm Tim Babb, an extremely obscure stand-up comedian. I started this podcast because I thought it might be interesting to find out what makes a comedian laugh. In my case, it's my two old roommates, Andy and Noah. They're not comedians, but they always used to make me laugh. But now we don't live together anymore. So, we decided we'd do this podcast every week and try and make each other laugh and record it so maybe we make a few of you laugh as well. This week, we finally pick a winner in the worst movie ever tournament. Plus, Andy's cat gets lost, Noah takes some pictures, and I find out how expensive a children's birthday party is. When you hear this sound...
Oh, yes! I hate this! It is revolting!
More?
Please.
That means we've put a link to whatever we were just talking about in the show notes. Okay, let's start the show.
TanCast.
Welcome to TanCast.
Motherfuckers.
Welcome. You're here again, and when you hear this noise,
it never does that.
This time,
I hate Noah's face.
It's gonna do it. Oh, yeah.
I hate your face.
No, you make me want to drag my balls across your face just to shut you up.
Wow.
And that's the noise you'll hear when we'll be in the show notes. And there it was.
The gravelly sound of me dragging trimmed pubes across Noah's beard.
And you're welcome for that image, everybody.
Yeah. Listen for it.
Oh, by the way, I'm Tim, the T in TanCast.
I'm Andy, the A in TanCast. I almost forgot who I was there.
Of course you did. I'm Noah, the N in TanCast. I remember who the fuck I am.
That's good. That's good. Someone should. So what are we doing here, gentlefolk?
Should we do some tan laughs?
Doing it.
The Angelo Bowers Memorial Tan Laugh Segment.
Guys, thank you so much. Hey, guys.
Ten laughs, it's time for jokes.
You send in the jokes and we'll read them for you.
Ten laughs.
Does everybody get that I'm doing the Sex and the City theme and my voice is hoarse? Because it's really killing me to sing this. And I, you know what? Let's just do the ten laughs.
Why the fuck not?
Why the fuck not indeed? Noah, you're always asking the pertinent questions. That is your role.
In this crazy world that we live in. It's crazy, guys.
Loco.
The other day, I saw an Uber driver sleeping in our work parking lot. Seat reclined. Not face up. Face down. Ass in the air. It's very odd.
He was waiting.
And just like, I'm like, that does not seem comfortable, sir.
That.
When you're in a sleep in your car, your options are limited. You got to do what you got to do.
I guess I just sleep on the back, though. That just seems more like weird and less...
Like, if you're a tummy sleeper.
Yeah, I think I already feel like vulnerable sleeping in the car. So sleeping like with my butt in the air. Just, I don't know.
Tim, have you ever tried to be a tummy sleeper in a hammock? Because I imagine it's about the same feeling.
I've never tried to be a tummy sleeper if I can avoid it. What is going on with my mic? I mean, not my mic, my mouse.
I don't know. Get a cat.
I have a wireless mic.
Oh, ha ha.
There
maybe,
it is. Jimmy
maybe.
Christ.
Maybe. It needs new batteries.
It is possible. All right. Well, this tan laugh is from Dean.
And Dean.
He sent it in through Facebook Messenger. And then I realized he'd sent me many things over the past like couple months, and I never react to him because I hardly ever check my Facebook Messenger.
Ah, yes.
Because I don't have it on my phone.
It doesn't tell you on the... Oh, you don't have Facebook on your phone at all?
No, I have Facebook on my phone. I don't have Facebook Messenger. So yeah. I have to go into my like browser, and then I look at it. I'm like, okay, great. And then if I don't respond to it right then, good luck. I never get back to it because their notification is gone, and I've forgotten about it.
So it doesn't tell you in the app that it has a message?
Yes, but it tells you you have an app. So then I go look at it, and then if I don't respond to it right that second...
Got it. I have the app.
Oh, I'm Noah. I have the app. I'm the best ever.
That's right. About time you fucking realize that, motherfucker.
Boop, 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 boop. Spurt.
Boop, 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 boop.
Anyway, here's Dean's joke.
Wait.
Okay, my body is prepared.
All right. What do you call an Asian lady who sews dollies but won't sell them to black folks?
Probably something racist.
You're close. A racist.
I meant the punchline's gonna be racist.
Sorry, very funny.
I thought Andy would get that one. He says that all the time.
I do.
A little bit racist.
Yes. I was chuckling, but like it was one of those silent just to me chuckles.
He doesn't want everyone to know he's a racist.
No, I didn't want Noah to think that there was another earthquake.
No, you don't laugh that hard, Andy.
No, I don't. Not really. Ho, ho, ho. All right.
Green giant.
So this one comes to us from Jonathan.
Jonathan!
Okay. I saw a hillbilly couple walking out of divorce court. The woman was bawling her face off, and the man said, "Oh, for fuck's sake, stop, you're crying, you're still my sister."
Yeehaw!
Incest is the best. Put your sister to the test.
The game the whole family can play.
Can't keep in the pants, keep in the family? I don't know. That's gross, guys.
It is.
You should not fuck family.
Probably not.
Like
how I took a stand there?
Huh?
Did anyone read this joke from Jonathan about two men fishing, one asked for a smoke?
I don't think so.
All right. I'm going to do it.
Do it.
Live on the wild side.
Two men were out fishing. One decides to have a smoke. He asks the other guy if he has a lighter. He replies, "Yes, I do." And hands the other a 10-inch long Bic lighter. Surprise, the guy asks, "Where'd you get this?" The guy replies, "Oh, I have a personal genie." The first man asks, "Can I make a wish?" "Sure," says the man. "Just make sure you speak clearly because it's a little hard of hearing." "Okay, I will," says the other as he rubs the lamp and a genie appears and asks the man what he wants. The man says, "I want $1,000,000. Genie says, "Okay," and goes back into the aisle. And 10 seconds later, 1,000,000 ducks fly over his head. And the guy says to the other, "Your genie really sucks at hearing, doesn't he?" The man replies, "I know. Do you really think I asked for a 10-inch bick?"
I couldn't figure out how that was. I was like, lighter?
Penis.
Lighter?
Yeah.
Niter? Like, there's no... How does he mishear that? Oh, bick.
You son of a bick.
And fellas, really... I don't think you really want a 10-inch dick, because probably majority of ladies aren't going to want to fuck a 10-inch dick. I mean, sure, some will, but some are going to be like, that's too fucking big.
Too big for fucking.
Just for looking at.
Yeah, maybe. But if you ever have an argument with somebody, you just flop it down on the table and go, poof, I think I'm right.
And then they'll step on it. Like, I think I'm right.
Oh. Wait, why are they standing on the table? That's just...
Well, it's just, I mean, it's 10 inches. It's going to, you know, bleed out a little bit.
Bleed out.
No.
Just like bleed over the edge.
How long do you think 10 inches is?
Oh, it's so long. It's like an anaconda. Hey, New Zealand.
You know, I can tell we're not the number one podcast in New Zealand. Not one person from New Zealand emailed this to call us on our shit.
Because they know we're the number one podcast in New Zealand. They're like, "Well, I'm not writing it because I fucking love this show."
Do we want to get into the worst movie ever thing, or do we want to do that later?
Let's do it now.
Do we want to briefly talk about our weeks and then do it? I don't have much to share, so that would be quick.
Don't care.
Okay.
You bet. You'll manage to stretch it out.
Probably. Kind of like my dick.
But the worst movie ever thing is definitely finite, and we can get to our weeks after that.
Ah, true.
All right, here it comes.
So
the end. the fucking end of the worst movie ever tournament.
Worst movie ever tournament.
Is the end.
All right, I mean, unless there was a... I already put this movie in there, but unless there was a last-minute surge of one of the entries, I know who is the rescued Cinderella Round rescued movie coming in to go with the other movies.
That's why my movie's
sorry.
Right.
What?
That's why my movie's right.
No.
So just to make sure that we're agreed on the rules or that I understand what we're doing, we have 6 movies right now, right?
We do now, yes.
Yes, with the Cinderella Rescue, we have 6 movies. Now,
correct.
Are we going to pair these things 3 and 3 and then pick gold, silver, bronze? Or are we going to pick the top 3 and then do gold, silver, bronze with those?
Correct. So we're going to do, you know, 3 battles of, you know, 2 random, matching up 2 random movies.
Mm-hmm.
Those will battle into being the last 3. Then we'll take those last 3. We will each rank them first, second, third.
Mm-hmm.
Lowest score means the worst. Highest score means not as bad.
Mm-hmm.
And then we will tally those numbers up and decide what is the first. What is what? I can't remember what we decided. Like fart, turd, diarrhea, or something
like
that. Diarrhea being the worst movie ever.
Oh, it was so long ago, but it's all coming back to me.
I guess it was diarrhea, turd, fart. That's how you would do it.
Yes.
Yep, and as predicted, thanks to a hard lobbying campaign from Andy, Son of the Mask, with almost 40% of the vote, is the Cinderella Round rescue pick.
Da-na-na, da-na-na.
The closest runners-up with about 8% of the vote each, Kangaroo Jack, Disaster Movie, Super Mario Brothers, and Other, which is actually 3 different movies. Poultrygeist, Night of the Chicken Dead, Fantastic Four, the latest one, and The Room.
Doesn't The Room get disqualified since we already had it in the running?
It really doesn't matter because we've picked Son of the Mask and this is over.
Yes, okay, fine. All right, fine.
What was Air Collision? Did you watch that one, Noah?
I don't think so. I think, didn't someone mention it? Like, as something we should watch?
I mean, it's on the list of things we've watched and got kicked out.
I don't know.
Must have been one of Noah's. It sounded vaguely familiar.
Well, I watched a movie that someone suggested. Let me look up who it was. It was Brandon. and he suggested Air Collision.
Even Noah can't be bothered to remember Noah's.
I'm pretty sure I didn't watch Air Collision.
All right, so shall we go with our first matchup?
A fierce electromagnetic storm cripples communication. As a result, 2 planes, one a commercial jet and the other one Air Force One, carrying the president. Yes, Noah watched this.
Yeah, I kind of remember Noah talking about this.
Yep.
I don't think I watched that.
Noah, how do you think?
No, I'm pretty sure I did not watch that.
I'm going to go back and find that episode.
Go for it.
Tancast. There we go. Tancast 335.
Who watched Alone in the Dark?
Pretty sure I did. I mean, I know I've seen it.
I mean, I know I didn't watch Alone in the Dark, and I know I didn't watch Air Collision, so... It was suggested by Brandon.
Yeah, and I didn't watch it.
Well, then you can't be surprised your movies don't win if you're not even actually watching them.
It fucking has, what's his name? The guy from Whatchamacallit.
Man, stop with the clues. I'll get it eventually.
You know the guy with the face.
Family Matters.
Oh, Carl Winslow?
Yeah, Reginald Bell Johnson.
Right, I guess he has a real name.
Carl Winslow.
All right.
Episode 355, you said?
335.
295.
Oh, yes. I hate this. It is revolting.
More?
Please.
Oh, yes. Sorry, 335 had a recommendation to go to 295.
The Wait. Album art has a picture of a Jesus holding an AK-47 with the text "Gun Totin' Jesus." I'm sure it makes sense in the context of the episode, but this far removed from it, I have no idea what we were talking about.
Jesus. Tim started singing about "Gun Totin' Jesus."
Wait, which episode was it, Andy?
295. Why can't I tell you? I'm looking at it.
Oh, okay. There we go. Wait, Jesus can't save this joke?
Yep.
Okay.
But the album art says "Gun Totin' Jesus."
Yes, it does.
Good. It's a good laugh.
That being said, this first matchup is Blood Rain versus Tyler Perry's Temptation. Confessions of a Marriage Counselor.
Oh, two of mine. they both make me want to stab my eyes out. But Blood Rain had fucking Gandhi in it. Why? Why was Ben Kingsley doing that? I mean, I know Michael Madsen was doing it for the fucking brownies. You could tell by his guts.
Oh, wait. Oh, damn it.
What?
I thought I had an automatic pick of which one I was going to pick. Yeah, I think I'm going to go with my gut. Tyler Perry's has Kim Kardashian in it, so that's the worst movie ever. Blood Rain has titties. I'll take it. I'll watch that first.
Well, since I've never seen a Tyler Perry movie that he directed, I'll keep the streak going and say that one moves forward. It's the worst movie.
Okay. Well, I watched both
of them. Blood Rain.
I don't want to watch either of them, but I'm going to join you guys with confessions.
All right. These are my confessions. Just when I thought I said all I could say, I thought I'd move more things that should scare you away.
The insultingly simple moralizing of it. Like, how dumb does he think his audience is? Like, that movie, Blood Rain, was fucking stupid, but it's Uwe Boll, and you know it's going to be awful. This one is like, black people deserve a higher quality of entertainment than the dreck that Tyler Perry is reaching into his toilet and pulling out for them.
All right. Looks like this the finals may be the Andy show, because I know he watched both of these. Grown Up 2, and straight from the Cinderella round, Son of the Mask.
Oh, God. Oh, this is my Sophie's Choice round. Son of the Mask.
All right.
Sorry, Grown Ups 2, much as I hate you.
Yeah, I'd probably rather watch Grown Ups 2 than Son of the Mask.
Ditto.
All right, Son of the Mask makes it all the way to the finals. What a Cinderella story it is.
It's on a comeback. No, don't call it a comeback.
All right, last two are Sex in the City 2.
Oh.
Versus Master of Disguise.
Oh, God damn.
Sex in the City 2.
Yeah, me too. Master of Disguise was pretty shitty, but I would watch it again.
I would too. I've seen
both of these, and I would rather watch Master of Disguise again than watch Sex in the City 2 ever. If I would watch Master of Disguise again, if I could take back having watched Sex in the City 2.
You know, Tim, that's actually how I felt about Grown Ups 2 and Son of the Mask.
All right. So here it is. These are the three on the podium. Now we got to decide where they sit. Tyler Perry's Confession. That's just funny. That made it to the last round.
I know. It was awful. It was awful. It was like, you keep harping on the whole, it has Kim Kardashian. She was such a minor part of that shit sandwich. She was like a little diarrhea, like moistening the bread. But the bread itself was made of like hunky, corny, peanutty shit.
Did you say honky?
Hunky, corny, peanutty.
Oh, I thought you said honky. I was like, yes. I don't think there was any honkies in his movies.
No.
There's always honkies.
No, there was one honky. She owned the pharmacy that the lady with AIDS wound up at. Spoiler
Alrighty.
Alert.
AIDS lady.
Hot pocket.
Affleck. That's from last week. Let's see if I can keep that going. Remember to do it once I'm drinking soda again next week. Oh, next week. It's soda time.
Have you lost any weight?
Have I lost any weight? I don't know. I weigh myself on my mother-in-law scale, and that thing is just, like, I think it just spits out random numbers. So, today you weigh this. Sweet, I'm way down. Today you weigh this. What the hell? I didn't eat anything.
Today you weigh 64 pounds. That can't be right.
Pretty sure I don't need to recover that. Yes, I wanted to can't. Jesus Christ. Just open the fucking program.
Okay.
Thank you. I'm trying to get Excel open so that I can keep track of our scores.
Ah, yes.
All right. And then Sex in City. Okay. Now we got to rank them. First, second, third. First worst, second worst, third worst. Bratwurst.
Got it.
Liverwurst.
So we're going shittiest to slightly less shittiest.
Yeah.
In descending order of shittiness.
Yes.
Got it.
So I'm going to do... I'm just going to put my numbers in now.
Okay.
All right, so...
I already have
Tyler
my order picked out.
Yeah. It's Tyler Perry. The Confessions of a Serial Killer... No, not serial. Confessions of a Marriage Counselor.
Sex in the City 2.
and Son of the Mask. I want everybody to lock in their rankings before anybody says them out loud.
I have them locked in pen.
Oh, snap.
Let me think about
it. Well, Noah's thinking about this.
Oh, wait, I'll probably just put some actual music underneath this. I'm so simple. I just put our initials in this Excel sheet, you know, for whose column was whose numbers. Uh-huh. I was like, hey, it spells out 10. Oh, Christ, Tim, of course it does.
That is weird. Wait, is that what we name our podcast?
No. Could it be? Then we're going to put in a call in New Zealand.
Ah, they love us there.
If I had to guess, I'm going to guess. I'm going to see if I can guess Andy's.
Do it.
Pretty sure I know at least one of them. The question will be, what's 2 and what's 3? Yeah, I'm gonna go that. Yes, in the order I wrote them down, which you don't know.
Okay.
No, I have no idea. He's a wild card.
He is.
I like it. Unpredictable.
You said dick.
Maybe I did watch Air Collision.
Jesus Christ.
Oh, I guess I did that. Fuck, I just blanked that movie right out of my mind. I've been watching the trailer and it looks vaguely like, oh, I think I kind of remember this.
That was like when I was reviewing, what was that Mike Myers movie? Love Guru. And you insisted you haven't seen it. I was like, I remember these things from when you reviewed it, when you saw it. Because remember you said, I saw Love Guru, and I was like, why? And you're like, it was free.
I think I didn't see that. It's so weird. Like, sometimes I will remember, like, obscure shit, and other times I'm just like, nope. Nuh-uh, didn't do it. Wasn't me.
No, we have photographic evidence of you there.
Mm-mm. That's Photoshop.
That's another guy. That's R. Kelly.
Anyways, we're doing a break, but...
All right. So, my order is Sex and the City's worst, Son of the Mask is second, Confessions is third. Andy, can I guess yours before you do it?
Go for it.
Son of the Mask is worst?
Yep.
Confessions is second?
Yes.
Ah, Sex and the City is worst! I mean, is third. Not worst. The opposite of worst.
That's still pretty bad. Actually, as I was thinking it over, I think I would hate to watch Blood Rain again more than I would hate to watch Sex and the City 2 once. So I would have actually pulled Blood Rain up into the final three.
Well, too bad.
I know.
So I did guess your ranking right.
You did.
I'm the best.
Around. Nothing's ever going to break you down. Noah.
All right, Noah.
Sex and the City number 1. I've never seen it, but I don't want to see it. Son of the Mask number 2. Tyler Perry's Confessions number 3.
Oh, damn.
We have a tie for worst movie ever.
We do.
Sex and the City and Son of the Mask are tied for worst movie ever. So I guess we have to do a tiebreaker. It's just those two battling each other out for worst movie ever. All right, Sophie's choice it.
Well, no, the tiebreaker's already in. You both put Sex and the City 2 as better than, worse than Son of the Mask.
Oh, so Sex and the City wins?
I'm the only one of the three of us that think that Son of the Mask is worse than Sex and the City 2.
Sex and the City 2 wins! Fatality.
Okay, wow.
So, unless one
was
of you is
anticlimactic?
Yeah.
Tiebreaker untied.
Congratulations, Sex and the City 2. You're the worst movie ever.
Protest
we
vote!
We did it!
Contested convention! Actually, I guess it'd be a contested collection since we're talking about diarrhea and shits and farts. Okay, so Sex and the City 2 is diarrhea, Son of the Mask is a wet turd, and Confessions of a Marriage Counselor is a questionable fart.
Crampy fart. Don't
yes,
trust it.
Crampy fart. Never trust it.
Shout out to some of the movies we never got to, like Ishtar.
Oh, yeah.
There was another bad movie that I just saw on Amazon Video. I was like, oh, I should watch that. But
then you're
I
like,
was like,
no,
there's no need.
No, my eyeballs, no.
And only one of us saw Batman v Superman, so we couldn't put that on the list.
Think of some of the just flaming turds that we have gone through and reviewed.
You really I know. I'm sure it's not that bad. But like, we didn't get any of the prequels on in there. We didn't get any of the bad Star Treks on there.
Yeah, but
Leonard Part 6. Because that's really hard to find these days. It wasn't easy to find a year ago. It's really hard to find now.
Like, it's still too easy to find, guys. We need to bury it.
I was like, well, maybe that's going to be on streaming. Oh, no, probably not now.
Yep. No, but I think it will be shown at a couple of the trials.
Oh.
This is how the sort of deviant them. You were up against.
Wait, has
stop thinking of the Cosby Show. Start thinking of Leonard Part 6.
Has it progressed even further? Is something else going on?
Isn't he actually being taken to court by somebody?
And I think he just won like some sort of motion against somebody that he was countersuing.
Oh, okay.
I don't know. I stopped paying attention. Just felt dirty.
Until Hannibal Buress does another joke about it, I'm not going to think about it.
Yeah. Yeah, I think that's smart. That's safe.
So I think someone wrote an article kind of like about like R. Kelly, like he was accused of similar shit, and we're just like, oh, whatever.
Not accused. There was video evidence of it. It's just that fucking like everybody got paid off, and nobody would testify.
Is that what happened?
Yeah.
Because I thought the argument was that wasn't him.
Oh, I'm
sure.
I thought
that's the argument that they floated in court.
It might have been. Or did they also argue that the girl was underage?
Maybe they were arguing that it was a different girl.
I don't know. I mean, that's the problem. We're just like, well, whatever, moving on. I forget.
Yeah, well, I mean, after the whole getting illegally married to Aaliyah, dude likes them young.
So,
how was everyone's week?
Yeah!
How the fuck was everyone's week? Was it good times or was it bleak? We'll find out on our very next segment. How was your motherfucking week?
Sorry, I'm just flashing back, seeing him peeing on that girl again.
You've seen it?
Yeah.
Oh. I never felt the need to seek it out, the actual video. I was like, it's enough that it exists. I'm aware.
Well, I didn't realize the girl was under... I had heard there's a video of R. Kelly peeing on a girl. I was like, I should see that. And then I heard later, that girl is underage. I'm like, oh. Wish my brain came with delete.
I think my favorite thing this week is somebody posted this image of Nickelback, and it says, in protest of the anti-LGBT laws, Nickelback has threatened to go to North Carolina and put on a concert. Ooh, good times.
Poor Nickelback.
And the other favorite thing I saw was someone edited together these two interviews, one where Chris Evans is grabbing onto, I think it's Jeremy Renner's shoulder and just laughing, and the other is the Ben Affleck interview where he looks sad, where someone's telling him about the bad reviews Batman and Superman is getting, and they edited together so it looks like Chris Evans is grabbing Ben Affleck and just laughing, and above it is a picture of the 100% Civil War has on Rotten Tomatoes and the 32% Batman v Superman has on Rotten Tomatoes. I reposted. I'm like, in fairness, there's only like 15 reviews in for Civil War, but this is still funny. It could tank at any minute.
Could all fall apart. It probably won't.
Whew. Speaking of Rotten Tomatoes, I'm going to go see The Jungle Book later today.
Ooh.
I've heard good things about that.
It's like 95%.
Directed by Jon Favreau?
That's right.
Yeah.
Wow.
Iron Man director. I thought I was going to come up with something clever. My brain said, you don't have anything clever.
Oh, Tim, I have bad news for you.
You didn't save a bunch of money by shit?
No, there have been a few more reviews of Civil War, and it's at 94%.
Oh, they hate it. It's the worst movie ever.
Yep. One person.
Open the contest.
One person in 18 was like, no, no.
So I guess Toy Story 1 and 2 both had 100% on Rotten Tomatoes, and Toy Story 3 did for the longest time until one reviewer ruined it, and two reviewers ruined it.
Should we find them and punch them in the dicks?
No.
Because I'm up for some dick punching.
I think Toy Story 2 did okay.
That's why they hated it. Toy Story 3 punched them. Wow. I don't know who this jackass is, but the bad review is... Oh, It's Michael Fairbanks from The Young Folks. This movie is so toothless that you'll probably pay for your ticket in a paper cup on the side of the road.
So harsh. Homeless people can't help if they don't have teeth.
I know.
They don't got money.
Yeah.
Or maybe they got mental issues and they pulled them all out. I don't know. Yeah.
If you read Mark Hughes from Forbes' review, he likes the movie, but he spends most of his review defending his positive review for Batman vs. Superman. I'm like, bro, that's not why I'm reading this review. Tell me about this movie.
You see, it's just like when I liked this other thing that everyone hates. Which, if you think about it, this is why I liked it, and this is why other people hated it, and this is why it's perfectly valid for me to have liked it. So all of that saying, why don't you give Civil War a try? Because I'm not wrong all the time. 28%. Sorry, Batman. Sorry, Superman. Sorry, Dawn.
Noah says it was amazing.
What?
He says it was one of the best movies he's ever seen.
Who said that, me?
Yeah, you.
No, I did not say that.
You said it was spectacular.
Noah said the movie jumped off the screen and sucked his dick right there in the theater.
I did say that.
Well, Alanis Morissette sang about it.
How about... wait, didn't Andy have something that happened this week that was going to be brief?
Yeah, so funny. I had a week.
That was it?
W-E-A-K?
Yeah, I don't think anything major happened to me this whole week. I got a new boss at work.
Fuck him. Or her. I shouldn't assume.
I've worked with them before, but I think that he's not quite sure, like, exactly what's going on in the team that he just took over. Because there's a couple of people who are working on a project together, and, like, I know how that project's going, and it's going well. I mean, it's due in, like, a month or something like that, and they're ahead of schedule, and, you know, they got all these things nailed down and whatever. And he sent an email around to, like, everybody about his concern about this project. I was like... then you haven't been around to see all of the seats of pants shit that we deliver at the last second in previous times, where it's people are like, hey, we're going to give you this thing that should take you 3 months and we need it next week. So, yeah, that's going to be interesting. We're going to have to break him, make him more like us.
I must break you.
Yes.
Looks like the 1 year old doesn't want to go down for a nap.
Oh,
who does?
I do. I'd go for a nap right now.
But you might scream about it.
I slept in this morning. Nope. It was glorious. Drew was quiet. The house was quiet. Cats didn't fight. Nobody decided to, like, drop off lumber to my neighbor across the street.
Let's rub them on the cats up, Andy.
Let's rub them on the carpet and see how they'll go.
They've been doing better. Like, they can be around each other without fights breaking out now. It's an improvement after almost a year in the same house. Oh, yeah. I did have one story, and it's about one of my cats. Sure.
Oh, goody.
Thank goodness.
I kick my cat back and forth. I kick my cat back and forth.
So
I like the idea of someone's kicking the cat around.
Of course you would. So this is the cat that had disappeared and almost cost me a trip to go see my brother.
Right.
And then came back. So I took Drew to school in the morning. And then I came home because I was going to be working remote that day. And, like, the cat usually greets me at the door whenever I come home. And she didn't. And I thought that was a little bit weird. So I was kind of, you know, like, cleaning up some stuff downstairs. I noticed that Drew had been screwing around in one of the rooms. And, like, the grate was off of the vents. And, like, a bunch of his toys were all knocked over and shit. So I was just picking all that stuff up. And I kept expecting, I was making enough noise that she'd come out. And she didn't. So I thought that was a little weird. Go through the whole rest of the day. I'm working. I, you know, break for lunch and the cat doesn't come out to do anything. I'm, you know, walking around the house and she doesn't come out. I'm starting to get a little bit concerned. Then when Drew's bus is dropping him off, she didn't come out to greet me or to greet him. And that is really, really weird because usually, like, he's his favorite person. He's her favorite person. So she's usually, like, all over him as soon as he gets home. Just, you know, like, rolling on the ground in front of him or need to be petted and whatever. No sign of her. So finally, it's like 3 o'clock in the afternoon. I'm getting a little bit worried about this, that maybe she snuck out of the house at the same time that I was taking Drew out to go get him to school. So we start hunting all over the house, checking all of her normal hiding places. She's tiny, and she loves getting like into things and under things and behind things and whatever. So there's a ton of places in the house to check. We check all of them. Can't find her. We're calling to her. Can't find her. We're shaking the treat bag, which usually brings her running. She's still not coming out. The other cat's like following us because now we got the treat bag. I go into our living room and I think I hear like a little like scratching noise behind me, or like a banging noise, like something like maybe had gotten thrown in the foyer. So I turn around, I walk back into the foyer, and I think I hear something again. And kind of over in the corner by the door, I think maybe Drew had like thrown something from behind me. So I took a couple more steps forward to get to that corner. And then I see the vent in the foyer pop up a little bit, and I hear a scratching noise in there. So I take the vent cover off, and my little cat comes popping up out of the vents. This is not the room where the vent had been removed earlier in the day. And when questioned about it, Drew denied having removed the vent cover. So apparently my little cat figured out how to remove a vent cover and then spent the day spelunking inside my HVAC.
And was not freaked out, I guess.
No, she came out like, that was an adventure! So I turned the heater on after she was out because I was like, if she peed in there or pooed in there, I want to know now. So,
Ew. Yeah,
nope, it was fine. She ran over the litter box, and she's like, I've been saving this up.
Ew.
Tim, don't you want to get some cats?
No.
They will occasionally disappear inside your vents, apparently.
I don't even know if Tim has vents.
I was like, I need central heating first.
Yeah.
Wow.
So what? Those are
the crazy stories of pussy here on Tancast.
Those are.
Go, Andy.
That was it.
Oh, okay.
That was my week.
I feel like every week my weeks in general have not been doing much. Well, I mean, I do stuff really here and there, but not really anything of note.
No, you got to live larger.
Nah, I'm living okay.
Get some vents. Get a cat. See what happens.
I'm trying to. I checked out Annie Leibovitz display exhibition. She did some new portraits of some famous people, or semi-famous people, or not even people, women.
Not even people, women.
I mean, specifically
check
women.
That remark
specifically
maybe,
women, not
walk
men.
Walk it back a bit.
it was pretty tidy. It was like some of her old work, and then also these new portraits, and then they had a room filled with books of photography books by women. I think, I don't know, all women, but mostly women, at least. And they had one huge book. Like, it was, like, beyond life size. Like, it was, like, life size times three. Like, it was a ginormous book. I'd say the pages were at least, like, maybe 2 feet tall. 1 to 2 feet tall. And
comma,
I saw a portrait of Jon Stewart. That was really pretty good.
Oh, yes. I hate this. It is revolting.
More?
Please.
Let me see if I can find it.
Tickety tap, tickety tap, 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 tickety tap, tick, tick, tickety tap, tip, 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 do, tip, tappity, tip, tip, tappity.
I'm typing too, Noah.
I'm not typing.
I went to the Asian Art Museum, and you ever see somebody, and you're like, why did you leave the house looking like that? Like, do you like, are you like,
are you talking
oh,
about
I look
a mirror?
Good, I just don't care. What was that?
I said, are you talking about a mirror or other people?
Other people.
Because I see myself in there, and I go, why do you leave the house like that?
One guy who had like a toupee.
So far, so good.
But it was like not well put on. There's something crusty on it. Like, I was like, oh, that is interesting. Like, and not like, you know, he should leave the house how he wants. I'm just curious, like, you know, from a societal norm perspective, people would be like, I don't know if that's a good choice, sir. But maybe he's just like, you know, fuck societal norms. I'll look how I want. I don't know.
I think most people don't put that much thought into it. They're not worried about societal norms or anything.
Really? You don't think so?
Sorry. Most people who dress shitty.
Yeah.
Got I should
it.
Be more
okay.
specific.
I thought you meant just most people in general.
Most people are idiots.
But why do you think that? Do you think they're just the way they are, or they're just not aware?
Yeah, I think. Or they think they look good.
I mean, that's the other thing. Yeah. Like, it's so interesting to think about, like, even though I see something one way, that is not how other people see it.
Or they just want to be different. They're like, no one's doing this.
Maybe. I did not see a lot of people doing that. I'll tell you that right now. I can't find a good image of the portrait. There's like a little tiny, tiny version, which is not really that great. If I find one later. And then I went and saw a show last night by this group called Young Fathers. And it was
I
good.
I saw your photo of it.
Yeah. It was a good show. Enjoyable.
Have you mentioned on here that you are taking photos
every day of the year or something like that? What is the old photo every day?
I'm taking a photo. Well, I'm taking a photo specifically with my newish camera every day for a year. I'm up to 50 now, I think. Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
I guess you didn't start at the beginning of the year?
No, I did not.
Aha. Now it all comes together.
I don't know why I randomly decided to do it. I was just like, oh, yeah, I should do this. Like, mostly it's just a way to kind of, like, use my camera, get used to it, learn it. Like, you know, because that's really how you take, well, part of it's how you could take up photos. It's just, you know, learning how to use your camera effectively. Like, and knowing what it can and can't do. So that's my goal.
All right.
Goal!
But those photos I posted last night were not from that. On Instagram.
Oh, right. Yes.
I'm posting those.
Well, I mean, didn't you take a picture with that camera?
No, that was my iPhone.
Oh, shit.
They didn't allow cameras, or else I would have taken my camera. Although people did get a little crazy and start, it's just me, like, I'm like, why are people moshing? Huh? It's dangerous. Sit down.
They're not old men.
Why don't you? This young lady, like she's like, oh, I'm gonna go to the mosh pit. I start seeing her moving towards it. As soon as she like steps in, she just trips. I'm just like, oh. But I think her boyfriend helped her back up, and then she started going. But it was like not a good start. So that was my week.
Very good.
I don't think I had that anything interesting happened on my week. Yeah, nope. Yep.
Oh, here we back. Go.
Wait, do we do something? No, nope, nope. Mm-hmm. What did you do last weekend? Anything? When did we record? Saturday or Sunday?
Sunday.
All right. So, I don't think I did anything interesting after we recorded. Went to the in-laws' house as we do every Sunday. Not exciting. Yep. I got nothing. planning a birthday party for my soon-to-be 5-year-old.
Hey!
Oh!
Man, fuck! It's been 5 years, Tim.
Yep.
Almost.
Yeah, that was the implication of what I was saying, yeah.
That's a long time, baby.
Yeah, dude, mine's about to turn 8.
8 is great.
Okay. And he will not stop grabbing his willy.
I mean, why would you?
I won't either. I'm doing it right now.
His dad died.
Out in public looking down, he's just like cranking down on that sucker. Like, dude.
Well, do you, I mean, I don't know. I mean, from other people, I've heard them say like, hey, like, if you want to do that, that's fine, but you have to do it in private.
Yeah. We've done that. Nope.
And he's just like, nope, I need to touch it now.
Yeah, I don't know if you know this about children, Noah. They don't fucking listen.
What? Yeah. Wait, that's weird. I thought they just did everything you told them to do.
Yeah, all the time.
Yeah, that was my expectation as well. My hopes have been dashed.
Yeah. Dashed expertly. Yeah. So so now, if he's grabbing his willy when he's not, you know, by himself, he has to go to the potty. Well, I don't have to go. Well, you're grabbing yourself, so clearly you have to go. Go.
What you should do is start grabbing yours.
Yeah, in public.
When he does it, just to show him how embarrassing it is.
You know what I should do is start grabbing his mother's.
Wait, what?
Because that's going to work out well for me. What?
Huh?
So I own this. I put this in this, and then you came out of slightly higher here.
Yeah, do that.
Yeah.
It's going to work out great.
No, I'm just going to wait until we're playing Halo, and then I'm going to tell him I fucked his mom.
He will figure it out. Some point he'll be like, yes, you stick your dick in my mama. Yeah, show me how you did, daddy. Show me how you did it.
Andy probably already knows this, but children throwing a party for a child is deceptively expensive.
Yeah.
What makes it expensive?
Now everybody expects like a treat bag when you go to these things.
You'd be like, fuck you ain't getting a treat bag. They can expect they want.
But every other party we've gone to, like, they've gotten, like, a little treat, like, Michael's gotten a little treat back. I'm like, is this what we're doing now? Is this what we decided as parents is important?
No, you don't have more. Andy, I mean, Tim, just buck the trend, my friend.
I'm not going to be the guy that bucks the trend. It's somebody else's job.
Then you're just going to keep this problem going. And then it's going to be like a Porsche when we go to the parties, and it's going to go all downhill.
Yeah, because Noah, Tim is one of those people who, when he walks out into public, he cares what people think about him.
Clearly not. But, and then, like, you know, just, like, if you want to rent a, like, you know, like, they have parties at, like, let's say Chuck E. Cheese, but, you know, places, and then there's other places like that are just designed to have, like, kids' parties. Like, there's, like, big bouncy houses or, like, there's one that's, like, a sports one near here. Like, to rent those things out, it is insane. It's, like, $500 for, like, an hour. I'm like, is my kid getting his dick sucked? What is going on in here?
Yes, Tim, he is.
And it's like a little machine. Like this one place, like it had three rooms. Like you go in the first room, there's like all these bouncy slides and stuff like that the kids can play in, and you're there for like 20 minutes, and then they hustle you to the next room. Meanwhile, the next party gets hustled in right behind you into that room. So now you're in another room with different bouncy stuffs and like and things to play on, and then you're there for 20 minutes, and they hustle you into the next room with cake and punch. Meanwhile, party two is now in the room you were in, and now party three is in the room that you started in. So they got three parties going on at the same time.
Yep.
Just making all that money.
Yep.
And but you say it was $500?
I want to say, yeah, probably somewhere in that neighborhood. $300, $500, depends.
Man. Have a party at your house.
That's like for 20 kids. Yeah, we're going. Like, fortunately, we were able to talk him into going back to the same park we've had this party at. Like, even that was like $30 or something like that, just to rent a park, a table at a park.
That is much cheaper than 500, my friend.
You got to tell me. We're gonna get a. So we're doing a Star Wars theme because he's super into Star Wars as of late. I don't know why. It seems like it's almost as though the media has been saturated with it recently.
Yeah.
In fact, he started watching the Clone Wars. Computer animated show on Netflix. Yeah. He seems to enjoy that. I've been showing him scenes from the movies. He got to see Luke destroy the Death Star. Spoilers.
You ruined it, Tim.
Today he watched his first scene from The Force Awakens. He got to see the Millennium Falcon escape from Jakku.
What you want?
I think I let Drew watch the trilogies when he was five because he'd been playing Lego Star Wars. So like he already knew. He was like, Daddy, wasn't it sad when Obi-Wan Kenobi died? Okay, well.
I don't know why, but I was trying to keep the secret of what Anakin Skywalker's identity was, but then, like, we got a book from the library, and just like, and then he turned into Darth Vader. I'm like, God damn it.
Yep. Spoilers.
Books and their spoilers.
Well, if you do show them the movies, show them in the correct order.
Episode 4, Episode 5, Episode 6, Episode 7. That's what I'll show them.
He's gonna wait until he's old enough so he understands how much Jar Jar sucks.
I mean,
now let me show you the Lost movies. We don't talk about these.
He can find those out in his on his own in college if he wants.
Dad, you never told me.
Although now I'm wondering if I should
show him Rogue One first, depending on how good that is.
Ooh.
So Noah, you're still not watching trailers, right?
No, I'll watch trailers for things I don't want, things I don't know about. Like, you know, I know I'll probably see Rogue One, so I have not watched the trailer.
Okay, that's basically what I'm getting.
I have not watched the trailer for Civil War. So things that I'm like, you know, pretty sure I'm going to see, then I'm like, oh, I'll just skip the trailer. Other movies where I'm like, I've never even heard of this movie. I'll be like, oh, all right, maybe I'll see that.
Yeah, new trailer dropped for Civil War. I'm like, nope, too late. You already have my money. I don't want to see this. And then they keep releasing scenes. I'm like, here's a scene where this person meets this person. I'm like, I don't even want to know who they met. I'll find out when I see it.
I've noticed, like, with especially, like, you know, if you're trying to avoid, like, any spoilers, like, a lot of websites do not bury the lead. Like, just like, blah, 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 in this movie. I'm like, all right, I didn't know that, but okay, now we know.
Oh, yeah, I found out something new about the, almost led with a spoiler like a website. the new X-Men movie. They did some reshoots, and then something different happened.
Okay.
Trying to keep it spoiler-free for Noah.
Is it a big spoiler?
I don't know about a spoiler, but it may be something you didn't want to know.
Okay, fair enough. Yeah, I'm going to see that movie. I do not know anything about it. I know Apocalypse is in there.
Yeah.
That's it.
And it turns out Apocalypse is his father.
Mmm, delicious.
Yep, nope, Apocalypse is Poe Dameron.
Who was going to die originally.
Yeah, heard about
That's
that.
That's right. Which makes way more sense.
Kind of does, yeah.
Because, like, he just... Like, I don't think they rewrote the draft where... because when he crashes, like, it's just an empty jacket and a burnt-up TIE fighter.
Yep.
And, like, oh, no, I'm fine. And I made it off the planet somehow. Wait, what? What? How did you?
Somehow!
the First Order was looking for you. No, I made it off.
I had a dream last night. I was being attacked by tigers.
Here's the pitch. Oh, shit.
Left field facts from Noah.
That is weird.
What just happened? Did we jump? Did I just do a time jump? Did I just Sam Beckett into my own body at like 5 minutes ahead of this conversation? What just happened? We're talking about The Force Awakens, and then Noah got chased by tigers.
It just made me think that I almost died.
Noah?
Yeah?
I also had a dream where I was being chased by tigers.
Really? Did you hide in the truck?
No, My wife and I were at like an animal sanctuary, and they were like they were behind like a chain link fence, but like I didn't think that the fence was all that high or sturdy looking, and they managed to break out. So we managed to there was like a gate where we were able to like pull the gate open, so it hit another part of the fence, so it kind of like made a triangle, and it kind of like caged us off instead of them.
And is that where the dream ended?
It shifted. Like it was one of those like you know, now this vignette is over, and it's just going to be a totally different dream now.
Interesting.
So the thing with the tigers,
they used the adrenaline rush to make love right there in the tiger cage.
Oh yes, make love in the tiger cage, Andy.
And then I threw some spunk in the tiger's eye,
and it confused them.
And you escaped. Mine was like we're out in the open, and there were tigers about, and we knew they're about. Or something, and like, and we had to be careful if they're gonna come by. And then they did come by, and we had to like hide in the truck because they were gonna attack us. And then one lady, oh, fuck, I can't remember how she tried to. Oh, she left her door open and then let the tiger into the car to protect other people, and then filled the car up with like something that drowned her. And I opened the door and I captured the tiger underneath a jar top. Which I'm not sure why the tiger got small enough to be captured in, like, no, a jar. It's a weird dream.
Ant-sized tigers.
So, right. I don't know what that's telling me.
Don't eat fajitas right before bed.
Don't go see young fathers right before bed.
Yeah, give yourself some time.
See some old fathers. They don't give you weird dreams.
Okay.
We're right here.
We are getting old, my friends.
We are, dude.
40's coming.
And then 50. Then death.
For me. You guys will probably hang out for a couple more teas.
Andy, you can live a long, healthy life. Just gotta take care of yourself.
I have been trying to cut like back on portion sizes and like amount of soda and all the rest of that stuff. I'm not seeing like a whole lot of change around the middle. But I have noticed one thing. Like I was checking myself in the mirror, not gonna lie. My shoulders are bigger now than they have ever been in my life, and I think it's because of the whole lifting children thing.
Yeah, oh, yeah. I do get to lift the curly children.
Yes.
Do you guys get regular checkups?
Yes.
Okay.
I haven't been to the doctor in who knows how long.
Really?
Yep. I just assume everything's fine.
That's not a good assumption, Tim.
Look, my body has ways of telling me that things are wrong.
Not always.
Yep.
The body has ways of shutting the whole thing down, Noah.
Yeah. If it was a legitimate AIDS, yes. Your body has a way of shutting that whole thing down.
I would say that's what you got to worry about. Blood pressure.
By the way, anybody else smell burnt toast? That's a stroke, yeah. Right?
Go get a checkup.
Well, that's the reference.
Just in general.
Nah.
Don't you?
Then they'll tell me what's wrong with me and what I shouldn't do anymore.
Are you afraid, Tim?
Just the inconvenience of taking time off work.
But that's your health, man. I'm not saying there's anything wrong with you.
But yeah, whatever.
Don't you want to know?
Nah.
What? Oh, Tim.
If I know, then I have to do something about it.
Yeah, that's what you want to do.
Nah.
You want to nip it in the bud before it becomes serious.
Nah.
No, Tim likes to let his diseases blossom.
I'm hoping to let lots of diseases fester and maybe they'll fight each other.
Does Danelle ever say anything?
Yes, occasionally.
All right, buddy.
Like, hey, Uncle. is your life insurance all paid up? Yes? Okay. Don't go further questions.
Do you want me to go with you, Tim? I'll take time off work and go with you, buddy.
Why?
I'll give you a little.
That's not going to help me take off. I mean, unless you take off time off work to do my job for a couple hours. Well, I...
Sure. Whatever you need, buddy.
I think they frown on that. It's my old roommate Noah. He's gonna fill in for me while I go to the doctor. What?
But I'm still getting my pay. Yeah, you're still giving me the money. I'll give you a lolly, Tim.
Oh, that's something I've been doing. I've been working overtime, an hour of overtime every day for the past like almost month now. It is getting old.
Why? Why have you been doing that?
We have this project at work that we're trying to finish. Meanwhile, we also have some shakeups going up at work, so that I've. Like for the past like week, I haven't even touched the projects, but I've still been coming in an hour early. I'm like, I mean, I like the extra money, but cripes, 9 hours a day is just way longer than 8 hours a day, even though it's only an extra hour.
Really? When I was at Google, I would work overtime, And I would work like 2 hours overtime sometimes. And to me, it felt like, oh, I've already, maybe it's because you have to go in early, but it was me doing it at the end of the day. And I'm like, oh, I'm already here. What's an extra hour or two? Like, it didn't seem like that big of a deal.
Well, for me, my mornings is usually when I take my post kids dropped off at preschool nap.
So maybe it wouldn't be as bad if it was at the, tacked on at the end of the day?
Maybe.
But maybe you just don't want to be there for 9 hours.
I'm like, yeah, I'm just done.
Fair enough.
I've done all I can do.
All right.
Not that I dislike the job, but just after a while, you're like, I want to go home.
Yeah, that's fair. But
holy shit, we've been recording for over an hour.
All right. Think about this jibber and this jabber.
Think about all that money, money, money.
I mean, that's... Oh, did my taxes. That's what happened this week. Oh.
About fucking time.
Yeah. I was right at that. Well, technically, the deadline hasn't actually passed yet, but yeah, I was pretty much up. I mailed them on the 14th.
Wait, it hasn't passed yet?
No, for some reason, it's the 18th this year.
Oh, interesting.
Yep.
I did mine, like, back in February.
Did you get a fat refund?
No. I got a couple hundred dollars from the state, and I got, like, $10 from the federal government.
Woo!
Yeah, didn't we talk about this?
Yeah, we did. Yeah, I remember now.
That was on purpose.
You gotta get some of them kids.
Nah.
You know how much we're getting back? Almost $3,000 from federal and $2,000 from the state, son.
Goodness.
Well, part of that is you probably haven't changed your thing. Like, you're probably giving the government a loan as opposed to...
Probably.
And also, I don't think how much you get back in taxes adds up to how much kids cost you.
I'm sure it's pretty even.
No.
Because we can deduct his preschool, not preschool, daycare, whatever.
But
it's technically preschool.
I doubt it's 1-to-1, though.
Oh, it's 1-to-1.
I don't think so.
We get a whole $600 back of the $1,100 we spend every month.
Yeah.
Now, when I say we get $600 back, I mean total.
Oh, man, do you have someone I can knock up, Tim?
I can find somebody.
Oh, sweet. I need to get on this sweet tax money.
And if you max out on one child, the $600 on one child, it'll let you send it to the next child, even though the next child is not getting benefiting from whatever daycare you're talking about. So even though Michael's the only one in daycare, we got to deduct the extra $600 from James.
How does that work?
Because you get a maximum amount per kid. And
regardless of, like, the actual...
Exactly.
That seems, like, weird.
It does, but TurboTax said it was okay, and, you know, why would TurboTax lie?
I have a friend who, like, fudges her taxes because she's, like, self-employed. I'm just like, I don't know if I approve of this. She's like, oh, I got all this money back. I'm like, that's because you're fucking not paying how much you should be paying.
I reported every dime of my comedy comedy income, and they were like, you're so adorable.
We don't want any of it. You keep it all for yourself, buddy.
That's for you, buddy. You go ahead and buy yourself a gumball.
Maybe a taco.
We know a guy to take a... We know a good loan place if you want to actually buy a whole hamburger. Anyway, sorry.
All right.
I was just... We're going too long. Let me launch into a story about my taxes.
Never trust Tim to go to the doctor and take care of himself.
Not today, doctor.
This week, I fucking hate Sarah Palin.
Okay.
Ad hominem attacks against Bill Nye are not a fucking compelling argument against climate change. Tancast.
Thank you for listening to this episode of Tancast. If you liked it, please tell your friends about it. Post about it on social media, your Twitters, your Facebooks, your MySpace if you're stuck in 2007. Subscribe to us on iTunes and maybe even write us a review on iTunes. If you prefer to get your podcast on Stitcher, don't worry. Tancast is there as well. Go to Tancast.com for all your Tancast needs. Leave comments on this episode. Read blogs whenever we get around to posting them. And you can find links to our Facebook page, our Twitter page, and our Zazzle store. Thanks, as always, to DJ Technoid, who created the official Tancast theme, and big thanks to Angela, who created the official Tancast artwork. Alright, that's enough plugs. Time to end the show, but please, come back again next week! Please! It's Bill Nye's as much a scientist as I am. No. Yeah. However, you know Bill Nye's as much a governor as you are.
Yeah. My cat is as much a scientist as Sarah Palin. Bill Nye is an engineer, which makes him more scientist than fucking Sarah Palin.
Oh.
He had to take a science class at some point and fucking pass it. Ergo, Bill Nye, greater than Sarah Palin, suck my balls.
Okay.
Sarah Palin decided to promote this documentary about how global warming is a myth.
Yeah.
Because who else would know better than Sarah Palin?
Yeah, well, and then their whole thing is, it's a myth, and look, because Bill Nye keeps saying it's not a myth. Well, yeah, Bill Nye's saying it's not a myth because the fucking experts who fucking devoted their lives to fucking studying it all fucking agree with each other and not with fucking you. So you can't go after the experts, but let's make fun of Bill Nye because he's a kids show host. It's like, if Bill Nye says the Earth is round, is that a reason to deny that the Earth is fucking round?
She's like, why are we making this a partisan issue? I was like, who's making this a partisan issue?
That was like that whole thing on CNN where the guy who's trying to call to say that the KKK was a liberal organization, saying, well, this is what liberals do. They try to divide people by race.
There, we squeeze in a little bit of politic hate at the end of the episode. Well, the post credits, whatever this is.
All right.
Like that is a ballsy move. It's like,
I got
well, see, that's your
it.
Problem is because you have all my flaws.
You know, else is ballsy. Stop recording while Andy's still talking.
Hey, Noah. Two nuts, no waiting. Hop on. Jerk. That was a jerk. This guy's a jerk. Don't listen to this guy. He's a jerk.
Whew, that made me lightheaded.